Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy Monday, October 13th to you. Certainly feels good outside. Whew. It's October weather. Just give it to me all year long. KC left Detroit fighting mad last night. John and I were just talking about before we came on. After a 30-17 win over again the Detroit Lions, there was a fight afterwards. KC looking good. It's coming together. Some had written them off. I don't think we were among them. South Florida. Woo! My Lord. Felt good to be a Bull. It did on Friday night because we said we are all Bulls. And South Florida, especially in that second half, John was worried. He was texting me. I don't think this defense all you said it was. It didn't say that, but that was the tone. Believe it. But we shaped up, didn't we?
We did. We did.
And we kicked them out in the second half, previously unbeaten North Texas. Take that, South Florida, on its way to a blowout victory, 63-36, one that's catapulted them up in the AP poll to number 19. Now, I don't like that they've jumped Memphis there. Coaches' polls got Memphis ahead. Coaches' polls got Memphis number 20. Did you know that, John? USF 23. Does that sound right to you? 19-22 in the AP. We're 22.
Yeah.
They're 19.
Well, they beat Florida, I guess, but they've taken a loss.
Beat Florida. They beat Boise State, also ranked at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you want to have a gripe, you can have a gripe.
So, I'm just happy they won because it's setting up real big.
Absolutely.
If both teams take care of business. That business changed, didn't it, John, this week for the Memphis Tigers football team because Trent Dilfer, no longer the coach. That was a below-the-radar firing because there was a bigger one. James Franklin, out.
Man.
That brother gone.
Yes, he is.
So we've had a lot transpire since we've got out of here on Friday. Saw another Grizzlies preseason game. Not a lot transpired in it. We will break it down for you, though.
Yep.
Grizzlies' fourth preseason game going to be on Wednesday on the road. Still no Ja Morant, still no Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yep.
That's the bulk of your report. Cedric Coward. We've got John Watch on Cedric Coward. We'll see where he is today after a fantastic fourth quarter for Cedric.
I don't want to.
I'm just kidding. Can you tell I'm kidding?
No, I can't. But
I'm messing with you a little bit.
I do kind of feel like, there's.
You're the Cedric-o-meter.
Among the fan base, right? Like
he is coming alive late.
Just, like I know we, it was like when Josh Pash would play a ranked team, it was like a referendum on his coaching ability every time they played, right? Like, and maybe it was, and it should have been, but just felt like every time Josh played a ranked team, it was like, oh, here we, every time Cedric, we're going to do this 82 games a season. Like, we probably should not do that.
Real quick to wrap up the monologue, two words I've never said on this air, all the time we've ever done this show.
I'm excited about these two words. I know what they're going
to
be.
Oh, I have to say them. Because I've never said them ever.
It's a person.
You know what I'm going to say?
It's the Carolina Panthers running back, man.
It's not.
Okay.
But we'll hear about him at one. This one's a different one.
Okay.
Different name. You were right on person. I've never said this name. Kurt Cignetti.
Kurt Cignetti? You never said his name before?
Not on this air.
Wow.
Not me. You've said it. I've never said it. I've never really had a reason to say it.
Did you like how I guessed it was going to be Rico Dowdle, though? Did you?
I thought maybe I had sort of mouthed Kurt Cignetti already, and you had read my face. You do a good job of that over the years, of figuring me out. But you do have me figured out at 1 p.m. for Respect Burgers, obviously. What a performance!
Man, I'm telling
man
you.
Man said, buckle up.
Yes, he did.
Then he said they wasn't buckle up.
They was not buckled up. You got to put the kids in the car seat, man.
To back it up like that.
That's nuts.
I mean, give them two respect burgers.
That was a franchise record scrimmage yards.
This
against
dude.
His former team. Where'd he come from? My God.
He's been there with Dallas. He was a 1,000-yard rusher last year.
Are you serious?
Yes.
A 1,000-yard rusher?
1,000-yard. Check it. Check it.
I literally had no idea.
Check it. Where you at, King G? You backing me up on that? 1,000-yard?
He was. And they didn't bring him back?
I could tell. That messed up both of y'all.
I was more so checking where he went to college because he's saying, oh, where'd this guy come from? South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina.
Scar.
How was he a 1,000-yard rusher last year? And I didn't even know that.
How?
That is crazy. Only had 2 touchdowns. Maybe that's why.
Did you see when he was burying them?
I did.
He was putting the dirt on them. Folks.
The Panthers have a problem because they paid Chuba.
It's a good problem.
And it is a good problem, but somebody's going to be up. Somebody is going to be, disgruntled about their role. Well, now, Chuba has the money.
Yeah, you're kind of preserving him.
Right.
I think
either they should ride the hot hand, they should keep playing Dowdle.
I know this. It's helping Bryce Young.
It is absolutely helping Bryce Young. The Carolina Panthers are 500 this late in the season. Got to be for the first time since Cam Newton, right?
Stunning.
I mean, it's been quite the it's like a week-to-week thing with them. It's like, is this going to be the week that Dave Canales gets fired? Like, it always feels like, it's a tenuous situation there. But they got the win this week against the Cowboys. And again, in large part, thanks to another 200-plus yard day from the line of scrimmage for Rico Dowdle. Lots to get to on the show today. We have a mystery that we need to solve, a crime that has been committed on these grounds, and maybe we can work through some alibis, right? Because something terrible has happened to this radio station.
All right.
Over the weekend. So we'll do that. We got Respect Burgers 1 o'clock, and then Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 1:25. So that is the show today. But
excellent.
We do need to start with the crime scene that we walked upon today at 92.9 FM ESPN. I could see it coming in, right? I could see it coming into the parking lot. I saw that there was something on the door. And I'm like, what could this possibly be? And you get up close to it, and I'm like, squint my eyes. I park my car. I'm like, is that Blake Horvath? is that the Navy quarterback? And lo and behold, somebody, I think we can sort of narrow this down. It had to be over the weekend, right? When did you leave on Friday night, on Friday afternoon?
I left around 4:30.
And there was no thing on the door?
Nothing.
Okay. Now, Gabe was here earlier today.
I saw that.
I'd love to have been able to ask him, was it on the door when he left?
No way.
I don't think it was. So we can identify that somebody...
Well, I would just say, would he touch something like that?
No, I don't think he would. Well, obviously, Gabe played for Memphis.
Exactly.
We can eliminate him as a suspect easily.
That's what I'm bringing to
that
the
would
table.
Be betrayal, right? Someone between Saturday morning and Sunday night, or perhaps even Monday morning, Saturday morning to Monday morning, got their hands on a Navy schedule, a Navy football schedule, and taped it, and it's a big one now, and plastered it to our front door.
Yeah, I've got suspect number one already.
You have a suspect?
I'm thinking like a cop.
Let's hear it. Let's do your investigation, Detective Smith.
Well, I would just say he may not be of this of 929.
Okay.
I'm going to go super prankster Ron Olson.
Glad you brought that up. He would be prime suspect number one. However, Ron Olson has an alibi. He is in California for a wedding.
Wow. Okay. So you've shaken up the police.
Right. So we can eliminate him as a person of interest.
Well, this is...
We need to identify persons of interest. I think George has no stake in this game. And he left, he says, at 4:30. Now, he was here before I got here this morning.
I was going to say, somebody could have posted that this morning.
He was here before I got here this morning.
It was on the door when I got here this morning. And I had the same reaction. I saw it and I was like...
Yeah.
What time did you get here?
It was around like 9-something, 9-ish,
okay,
9:25, 9:30.
Gabe was in the building before.
I don't know if Gabe was here yet, but we've eliminated him as a suspect. We've eliminated Gabe because he played football for Memphis.
I think now doubly so. He was not here.
Yeah, he was not here. Jeff Calkins is not here. He is in Maine and has been in Maine since last week. He returns today. Jeffrey Wright, was gone all weekend long at a golf resort in Florida.
Yes, with his dad and brothers.
And I don't take him as a prankster.
No, he don't play, man. He just gets to work.
Who did this?
Cerrito drove up here.
Cerrito was here on Friday.
So what is your... Okay, but okay, you can't just be accusing people willy-nilly. I mean, what is your evidence?
I've been listening to him. He wasn't with us on South Florida Needs to Win on Friday.
We do have some input from the outside world. We have some input from one Brad Carson. Ron is back and was back Friday.
See, you constantly come with that wrong info, Officer Martin. Just like a... Okay. I'm not even going to say it.
We have since reinstated Ron Olson.
You got that National Guard info, don't you? You're just catching up.
Well, he posted a picture.
I saw them down there, by the way.
He posted a picture from Facebook this weekend, so I assumed he was still there.
So, again, back to the old cop. I'm Murtaugh. Should have listened to Murtaugh from the jump. I'm going back to my suspect number one.
Ron Olson.
Mr. Prankster, Ron Olson. He's back on the board.
Ron Olson has, in fact, returned as... It was much more fun when I thought he was in California and could have eliminated him.
I was kind of having fun, too, thinking it might be Cerrito.
Right.
Because he hasn't been with the plan. He wanted South Florida to lose.
Now,
and I'm just wondering if he's posted that maybe team.
Now, hear me out, because I know this about co-host of the show with him on Friday.
I think I was listening to you guys.
Mr. Cerrito, also out of town this weekend.
Okay. Well, this is clearly the work of Ron Olson.
Ron, we're gonna need to take you in for questioning.
All right. Well,
should we question him on the show? Should we call him live and see if he answers at some point today? I think he needs to at least.
Perhaps. I think we've figured it out. I think this.
But one's
the obvious.
Question is, where would he have obtained that?
That's a good one.
I mean, in California, would he have just picked it up on the? Who would be carrying around a Navy schedule in California?
Great.
I mean, that really is the crux of the investigation.
We didn't get sent the Memphis football post.
That's right. We couldn't even get the Memphis football.
Usually we have it right up here next to me, but that was not sent this year. John's acting like there's still something to be thought, you know, something to be figured out here. It's over.
Where was Brad?
I don't know. He's putting it off on Ron pretty quickly.
Where was Brad this week? He wasn't here. He wasn't doing our show on Thursday and Friday, was he?
Yeah, and he's kind of become Prankster Jr. around here.
He put up
signed a Ryan Silverfield thing for me, I think, last season. Fake autograph. Yeah.
Now, Jason, here's
anyway,
the problem.
It's distracting us from the real story. That
well,
is
it is. Well,
South Florida, Memphis.
That's 2 weeks from now.
This person is actually achieving their goal of distracting
us. Don't let the Memphis football team fall victim to that, you know. Don't be focused on Navy when you got South Florida coming in here, because you're going to need that to happen. You're going to need.
Weren't your friends at an American Media Day this weekend?
They're there right now.
Okay.
They're there right now. And I don't think Navy's in that league for basketball.
Right.
So
there's going to be no way to get a poster for Pernetti there.
Unless he just carries that big ass thing in his back. I won't put it past him.
No. Just ruling out everybody else.
I think we've narrowed this investigation down to both Ron and Brad. It's definitely one or the other.
Well, just trying to distract us with the secondary storylines in the American.
Yes, that's exactly right. Navy barely beat Temple over the weekend. They were, 30 seconds away from, you know, losing their chance at the conference title game. So anyway, yes, we'll continue to work on this diligently,
rip
tirelessly.
That thing down. Rip it down for Ryan.
That's right. But there's no question that our station was desecrated and violated in ways that are beyond comprehension. There's just no doubt about that. You mentioned it. I mean, it is the, I think, Memphis story.
Oh, yeah.
As we come into Monday, everything you wanted to have happen happened. It was a great bye week for the University of Memphis in a variety of ways. One, South Florida beats North Texas. Boom. They got a loss. That's what you absolutely needed. Now, did you want South Florida to look that good doing it? No.
You needed it for game day.
You needed it for game day, no question.
Because if we're talking about conference titles,
yes,
then that's where Kevin Cerrito has been making the case. Why wouldn't you want a South Florida loss? Because that looks like one of the better teams in the league. And if I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? It's a fair point. I'm just saying the reason we wanted this, that's the big reason, was things lining up.
Well, to win a conference championship, you got to get to the game.
Yeah.
So, like, I think in terms of access to the game, it is clearer if North Texas has a loss as opposed to if they don't. Which,
right. Now, that was part of it, too, even that point about, because North Texas, that with that
their
path
schedule
that they
is
had,
so weak.
That was an issue.
Yes.
You looked at them as a threat.
Yes.
If they won that game. So, we're together, just for those folks that were making the case of why. There were a few.
Now, there's
out there.
I mean, if you, but, I listened to that.
And the
case.
Number one reason why yes. we wanted South Florida, which looks like an unbelievable, you know, my gosh, you watch that second half. They looked every bit the part of the let's be real, the bully
right.
in the American this season. They played that part so far, and then they were that in the second half, particularly after a start where they were shooting themselves in the foot
right.
with their own turnovers. This could have been much more, you know, sort of lopsided there in the first half, if not for that. Back to the point. We're all together, everything that we wanted to happen happened.
Right. By the way, the time for the USF game has been announced. It's 11 AM. So that means no game day, correct?
I mean,
Memphis football just announced it Saturday, October 25th, 11 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah, does that rule it out?
Game day is always at night, right? The game day games at night, or no?
No,
not okay. always.
Okay,
this weekend it wasn't.
Well, they said it's ESPN.
Ohio State wasn't.
Okay,
right? Didn't they kick off right there with him before the kickoff?
I'm pretty
game
sure.
Game day, even though it wasn't their game,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't their game. It was a Fox game. It was just remember.
Absolutely. Everybody in the comment section is reacting as though it means game day is not happening.
But I just want to, again, I do wonder, since Memphis is announcing it first, typically wouldn't that sort of line up if ESPN was looking and already sort of identifying you like we'd all hoped
right.
was happening? You know.
It does say it'll be on ESPN or ESPN2, though. I mean.
I don't know. I'm not gonna say that it completely 86s it.
Right.
Not yet until I see. So, but to me, the fact that Memphis is jumping out there, you know, you'd wonder if this thing's lined up with ESPN already, if game day would be.
Yeah, Chad Smithers' point is if they're going to have game day, there's no way you can do it on Beale Street and then have everybody get the kickoff by 11 a.m.
Yeah. That is that. I mean, if you're doing it there.
Right, which that's where you'd want to do it if you're going to do it.
Tiger Lane?
You could.
I mean, just saying, new stadium, all that. I know it's not much to look at now, but there's progress.
Yeah, I mean, BetMGM has predicted that it will be game day. You know, that was earlier this morning, but it just...
BetMGM had predicted this would be the site?
Mm-hmm. I guess they do that every week over on their content arm or whatever, but I don't know. I mean, do those decisions get made 2 weeks out? I feel like they don't, but I could be wrong.
Not game day.
I mean, the only game that you, unless you just say, hey, we're going to Baton Rouge.
It's not an ABC. You said ESPN or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm not that that means anything either. I would have loved to have been the ABC game there.
I legitimately don't know how that works in terms of, you know, where that game gets aired. I guess it isn't on an ABC.
The game that doesn't necessarily have to be.
Right. I mean, I think it's like.
I'm just saying, they did. The only thing with Ohio State is it wasn't their game. Like, they had game day. Corso does the pick. It's
right.
the last thing before the kickoff.
Oh, right.
You don't understand what I'm saying?
It was a
saying?
Fox game.
But it was a
yeah.
Fox game,
right.
is what I'm saying.
They did game day, but it was a
this
Fox
game. This is
going
to be an ESPN game. And, yes, taking people down to Beale, he's absolutely right about that one. That's a great point. And then kicking off the game at 11 a.m., that's not going to work. Now, could you have it at Tiger Lane? Again, I'm hoping this is not the case, but – There would seem to be a lot of points here that would say.
By the way, I mean, kicking off at 11 a.m. is a travesty. Like, you wanted that to be a night game, whether you get game day or not. I mean, you wanted to, you know.
I know you prefer
the
night games. Because yeah.
it's like, that's the best home field advantage is you get the full day. You go out there, you tailgate. I mean, Arkansas was 11 a.m. Now you got this one at 11 a.m. I mean, 11 a.m. kickoffs are just trash.
We said 11 a.m. on ABC. They've been good.
11 a.m. If it was on ABC, that's one thing.
I was going to say, I take 11 a.m. when it's ABC.
But you're only getting, you might even be getting ESPN,
what's the
too.
Other game that morning?
I don't know.
Be on ABC.
I don't know how many game times are announced.
I know that LSU game is that weekend. We'd looked at that as a possibility.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it'd be a bummer if that's not the case, but it still stacks up as a monster game.
I mean, imagine getting an 11 a.m. game and you get slotted to ESPN2. That is a joke.
No, I think to your point, because I've never looked at it through that tailgating experience and getting the full day out of it. You don't. I mean, up in a game that's going to have, hopefully, let's be real here, they've got FAU. You've got UAB with an interim coach. Let's assume you take care of a business. That's a monster game, you know, coming up. And to not if you're the Memphis fan that wants to go out there, man, and yeah, to only have the morning there, that is unfortunate.
Yeah.
And it'd be one thing if it was because they were forced, they have you for that ABC time slot okay, it's a nationally game. Exactly. It's a nationally televised game. This is you got to take this, but to have it on ESPN, and you said, or even ESPN too?
Yeah, it's or.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I would hope it's, I hope it's going to be because of a toss off, you know, but you'd have to be right outside in Tiger Lane.
Yeah.
You and I are on this on the fly, kind of assuming here.
Yeah.
Because I think that's, they're exactly right. You'd have a ton of fans down on Beale. Can't
right.
start that game at 11
right.
a.m. if you're doing the game
I,
day
I
in
guess,
the same place. Maybe you don't do it in the same place.
I guess they've just decided they're going to go do A&M, LSU, and Baton Rouge.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's they've been
top
SEC.
10 matchup.
You know, that was the thought. Maybe why BetMGM thought Memphis, because they've been SEC all year.
It makes it, I mean, because honestly, I think, you know, Oklahoma looks like piss against Texas, so you could take that off the board, right?
I took it off the board.
Yeah. And so you're feeling extremely good about the chances. Like, they're better than ever. Not better than ever, but as good as they're probably ever going to be to get game day, because, like, South Florida is going to be ranked. You're going to be ranked as long as you beat UAB and undefeated. And it's here, which they said they loved. But it unfortunately is not to be, man. It is not to be, it seems like, because if they're telling you, or ESPN2, that really does it. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that they're announcing a game time two.
No, you're right. That's a good call, too.
Like, it just
feels, yeah, I don't put your game day game on ESPN2.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't even be a consideration.
No.
So I think the fact that that's a possibility is.
I think you just did more detective work that they're going to LSU.
That's the only ranked matchup that weekend. I mean, that's not the Big Ten, I think.
Drew did bring up a good point.
What was it, FCS stuff?
The FCS game between North Dakota State and South Dakota State.
They always hit one?
They try to almost always get one. It's been a couple years. Also, these are the two, 1 and 2 in FCS.
Bro, right getting now. Passed up for that.
That's pretty abysmal.
It would be brutal. It would be a gut punch to
Isn't
me.
It too early in the season to do that? I mean,
they'll probably both be 7-0 at the time.
Who cares?
They're not, I mean,
who was going to watch that?
I would lean towards them going to Baton Rouge.
It just feels like they're going to go to Baton Rouge.
That's
which, by the way, is a joke because LSU stinks.
Their offense does.
LSU is a bad team, but it is an SEC. They do have a TV contract with the SEC, too. They obviously care more about the SEC.
Well, that's their partner.
And, you know, it's top 10. You know, it's just a top 10 in matchup. I mean, there's really just not a lot you can do about that.
Is that game time out yet?
No.
Okay.
No, that's a big old TBD. So, I don't know. I mean, we can't say for sure, but I just can't remember.
Nah, I would say I'm with you.
When's the last time that that game day had a game that kicked off at 11? Like, they've done it at sites,
right?
But ESPN would obviously still have the game, too, because the American is a television partner with ESPN. When's the last time they've had a game day game that kicked at 11 a.m.? You know, like you said, Ohio State was a Fox game, so they didn't have any problem being there for that and just kicking it off to Fox. But just seems like the game day thing is off the table. And again, it's a kick to the nuts because it's an 11 a.m. game and it could be on ESPN2. Like, this is supposed to be, we're hyping this thing up for game day and they're saying, hey, we might even put you on ESPN2. Based on what? I guess if somebody loses this weekend.
What if LSU lost?
That's what I'm saying. LSU has to go to Vandy this weekend.
Right. What if they lose to Vandy?
Right. And you've already made the game day decision? That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's a top 20 Vanderbilt team.
I'm just saying, if they lost at Vandy, are you still going there?
I would think not. That's why I would think, like,
I mean, they're
you would
number
not make
10.
That decision. Wait until the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, like,
they've already centered on that FCS stuff.
God, that's terrible. Memphis losing out to the damn, not the SEC,
I mean,
but
if
FCS.
If they look at you and what you're doing this year, what the American is doing this year as equivalent to that, come on, man. Like, there's not more value in terms of
100%.
That South Florida Memphis game right now, then that's a blow.
You're never going to get it again. You're never going to get the damn.
This is lined up beautifully for them.
Right.
Golish is a hot candidate. Silverfield's a hot candidate with a 6-0 team. Probably going to be 7-0. Maybe. Yeah. I'm holding out hope you can do it on Tiger Lane.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about it.
No, it seems tough. Seems like a tough one. And again, I hate
it's
it.
ESPN2, right?
It could be.
I think maybe that's the biggest. Game Day's not putting the game they're there for on ESPN2.
I hate it for the fans
who,
there? You know, I don't know. It just seems like logistically Game Day would be very difficult to pull off at 11 a.m. And again, like, I, you know, when I think about the big football games. Like, give me the day, man. Give me the day to tailgate, get out there, soak it up. This is a top 25 matchup. This could decide a spot in the playoff, or at least at the very least, it's going to go a long way in deciding it. And I got to leave my house at 9. Like, this sucks. This is bad. You know, you're robbing Memphis fans of a real experience.
We had done so much work. Work had been put in for this possible opportunity. I'm going to pass you up.
Right. Right. Really tough. Really a sad situation. But we'll take it out on this Navy poster. We're about to go rip the hell out.
I'm going to light it on fire.
We're going to do it. We're going to light it on fire. And that's no disrespect to our troops, but you guys have to understand that.
You know what? Wow. Yeah.
It's tough. But maybe,
they're ours in a different way. Yeah, you're right.
No, we're a National Guard city.
Maybe better not.
We're not a Navy city.
You know what, bro? But just better salute.
Well, we're not just no. We're
take
not
this, take this no, blow.
We're
and
not
take
doing
the,
this.
Take the blow and take the high road. Why are you taking it out on Navy?
We're not doing
Navy
this.
Had nothing to do with the decision. I won't be a part of it.
No, I'll you're out. But I mean,
initially I was with you, but we're not gonna roll in the mud.
We don't want the
TV execs.
There's no reason for that damn thing to be outside of our door, though. There's no reason
for
that.
Well, again, somebody did that to derail us.
And it worked. And they got us an 11 a.m. kickoff against South Florida. They put that bad energy out there. Now no game day. Might be on ESPN2.
We were off to a great start.
They're going to put the thing on CSS. Remember CSS?
Yeah.
Back in the CUSA basketball days, man. Guess like Marshall, you'd be on CSS, man.
Don't be looking past who's my interim coach over there at UAB.
Man,
Battle of the Bones.
Slappy McGee.
While you're doing all that talking over there about how wrong we're being done.
I don't know who it is. I mean.
No, well, they can't. They lost to
Alex
FAU.
Mortensen.
They lost to FAU by 20, 30,
yeah.
Whatever it was this weekend.
Alex Mortensen is 39 years old. He played college football for the Razorbacks and the Sanford Bulldogs.
It's good to know.
Yeah, and now he's the interim.
Well, you're in our way now.
You're in our way, Alex.
And then playing South Florida is a whole other story. We can talk about that later.
Yes, it is.
They are quite the juggernaut.
A little trivia for you. Alex Mortensen is the son of the late, great Chris Mortensen.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I did not know his son was a football coach.
Yep. ESPN NFL analyst Chris Mortensen, who passed a year ago.
I was going to say.
Yeah. So obviously that's a big moment for him, but unfortunately you're a 21-point underdog to a machine. I mean, a well-oiled machine in the Memphis Tigers.
If we're a machine, what's South Florida? Is it also an equally efficiently operating machine, or is it a little bit bigger machine?
Well, I don't want to do that, right? I don't want
to
do that. I don't want
to. We have
you're to.
You
asked me to scale.
Point.
You know, I think they're both.
Is it the same?
They're both transformers, right? Like Decepticons. You know what I mean?
But only one can be Optimus Prime.
Only one can be Optimus Prime. That gets decided on the field, though, Jason.
I don't want to be
on
that.
On October the 25th.
I don't want to be that little yellow car.
Bumblebee. Somebody got to be Bumblebee.
Sidekick.
There's Optimus Prime. There's Bumblebee. What are the other ones? And they're like a couple other sidekicks.
I feel like there's two that one for sure I can't name them.
And then there's like the enemy, which is the Decepticons.
Megatron. Boo.
Megatron, right,
turns
right.
Turns into a gun.
Right. I mean, that's kind of, it's like Optimus Prime versus Megatron, you know? That's what it is. That is exactly what it is. So. They are, though. They're a NASCAR pit stop. They
I told
are
you
insane.
They're nasty. They would have blown them out from the get-go if they hadn't turned the ball over the way they were doing.
Cliff jumper is another
two
one.
Fumbles in a pit.
And wheeljack and prowl and jazz and sideswipe.
Remember any of those. Sideswipe, maybe, I think.
Yeah.
Is that a plane? Yeah. No,
yeah. Oh, Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Rodimus Prime. Is that a brother? Ultra Magnus.
I don't know. You've gone too deep.
Yeah, well, it was one of them. Now, the two machines, man. Two Transformers meet October 25th, bright and early. So you don't even have much time to get oiled up. You know what I'm saying?
How could Pernetti not get game? How get this to be a game day?
He stinks.
Well, what's the commissioner for?
He
over there
stinks.
Pumping up his basketball league in Birmingham?
What a waste.
You ain't got but one team in it, Pernetti.
What a waste of time.
All we wanted was game day.
That's it, man. Or I would have just taken a 7 p.m. kick on ESPN2. I would rather kick at 7 p.m. if you guarantee like.
Yeah,
I'd be on ESPN
if you're going to make me ESPN 2.
Let me go at 7. Only a joke. Only at 11 for ESPN, if I must. Okay? The top 25 matchup, bro. Not a lot of those happen on October the 25th.
Spending all that money to fly Herbstreet around.
That damn dog.
Got to get him out of here quickly.
I'm blaming that damn dog.
He got out of what or out of Oregon,
mm-hmm.
and what down to the, it was what was it?
Cotton Bowl. It was in Dallas, yeah. wasn't he?
Down to Dallas, right after the game.
Yep.
Yeah, spending all that money on that stuff.
How many ranked matchups? I'm looking right now. How many ranked matchups are there? There's A&M at LSU, Ole Miss at Oklahoma, which obviously we know is not going to happen. And, dude, that's it besides
they've been to
South
Oklahoma
Florida.
And Oklahoma State.
Oh, Missouri right at Vandy. But they
would need Vandy to beat LSU for that to happen.
But see, man, doesn't that have some luster taken off because Missouri lost? I mean,
I'm wondering about the point that Drew made about the FCS game. Because it's a rivalry. And they're both going to be 7-0.
Who cares?
See, FCS. We don't hear.
Who cares?
But
anywhere?
It's an easy opportunity for them to check that box off. I'm just.
But you're an actual television partner with the American, right? I mean, you're not a television partner with the FCS.
Television partner with American that's got two ranked teams in it. One in the top 20 now.
How many times does that happen?
Both of them could be in the top 20 by the time
the top
next
20.
Week rolls around.
They will 100% be in the top 20. It'll be a top 20 matchup. There's only two ranked matchups in the country.
Again, you're not bringing a game day if you have an ESPN2 option.
A&M, LSU, Ole Miss, Oklahoma. There's four. Missouri, Vandy. South Florida.
A lot of shine comes off that LSU game if they lose at Vandy this week.
I agree totally.
So locking that in would be premature.
Now, you could argue that it makes Missouri-Vandy better if that happens. But I'm not – I mean, who cares about Missouri-Vanderbilt, bro? But I guess, you know, Nashville, they love – that'd be the perfect thing. It's a kick in the nuts to Memphis. Instead of going to Memphis, they go to Nashville that weekend. That would really be the nail in the coffin, no question about it. But anyway, the kicker, as they say. But yeah, that's the latest.
Hurts.
11 a.m. It hurts. I hurt myself today. See if I still feel.
We're barely going to be out of the parking by the time it's ready to kick that thing off. You got to get up at 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
Why they do that to you? You're supposed to.
Not fun. Not good. I mean, people will go, but it's like.
Oh, it'll be. We'll be ready, but yeah. You don't get the full experience, like you said. I mean,
you don't.
Again, it's not just you. You've got another nationally ranked team coming in.
Yep.
You could say maybe the two best teams in the American. Likely. I mean, they are statistically, probably.
Yep.
At this point, I don't care what the numbers say about Tulane and Navy.
Yep.
Yeah, this hurts.
Yeah.
I'm gonna blame Pernetti and the ESPN execs.
Yeah. It's,
for now.
They're easy to blame. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll see, what comes out about this over the course of the day. It was a big NFL weekend. American Media Day going on for basketball in Birmingham. We got Respect Burgers at 1 o'clock, Jeff Coggins at 1:25. Stick around, Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people coming into Memphis, moving into Memphis. Temporary, permanent, I don't know. We'll just have to see. Need help moving? Let me recommend my friends at Black Tie Moving. They are the absolute best in the business. Why? Because they're pros. They show up when they say they're going to show up. They stay on budget. You're going to love working with them. I've done it twice, and it was so easy. You got enough to worry about when you're moving, right? You got to worry about closing costs and financing and getting with the bank, the lending, and all that. You got all those documents to sign. Let them handle the move for you. Call them. 316-6196 is the phone number. Black Tie Moving. They're changing moving the city of Memphis. Call today. All right, we're back. Yeah, it's a sad day. Sad day. I was just going back and forth. You know, the audacity of hope. I believe that's what President Barack Obama once wrote in his memoir. I read that. That's really when I became radicalized when I was 17 years old. I read The Audacity of Hope, right? Mm-hmm. That's when I became a woke, raging liberal. And
read it again.
I'd love to read it again. I enjoyed his works. And, it was the audacity of hope. That's what we had, right? that game day would come. And that's I had all these SEC fans, you know, hit me up over the weekend, chirp me over the weekend because, you know, I dared to dream. We dared to dream. It wasn't just a me thing. It was
Scotty, Tennessee Vols fan. Scotty always rather, you know, on Twitter.
Folks, we don't need you chirping us, okay, about the fact that Memphis isn't getting game day. If you go to my Twitter account, I put odds on it on Friday night before the game started. And I said it was going to be +425 that Memphis got game day, which I think comes out to like 30% or something like that, 32%. That's what I had it as. Hmm. Now, did I for 1 second consider the stupid-ass FCS that y'all are talking about?
1 versus 2, by the way.
I don't give a damn.
They do.
For what? Where? Who are these teams? North Dakota State and South Dakota State? Oh, my God. It is. That's the.
It checks the FCS box. Apparently, it's how they look at you.
Worse than the FCS. Less interesting than the FCS.
They're 1 versus 2 in the FCS coaches poll. If they're both 7-0 by the time they roll around to that
Well,
way.
So it
they
seems
take
like
care of business, Indiana State, Murray State.
It seems like that is what is the, you know, Memphis has been told. I don't have information on this, but we're just sort of reading into context clues, right?
Yep.
Memphis has been told it is not getting game day.
I would assume so when you say.
Right. Because you have to do.
You have an ESPN2 possibility.
Right. Because if you're getting game day, or if you're on the short list for game day, right,
mm-hmm.
you have to have logistics prepared. Make sure all the business is on Beale. Make sure, or wherever it is, right? You have to make sure you have the capability. So it would seem prudent for ESPN and those powers that be to say, hey, you're on our short list, or you're not, right? So that way, you know, hey, you don't have to worry about getting anything together. We're gonna come in. We're going to just do a regular broadcast. You don't have to worry about the stage and the police and the you know, whatever else. So it seems like they've zeroed in on, all right, will LSU lose at Vandy? And if they do lose at Vandy, they will for sure just do the FCS 1 versus 2 thing.
My guess is it could be the other way around. I mean, I'm telling you, LSU, a lot of lusters come off them. I think this 1 versus 2 in the FCS, again, both teams going to be 7-0, probably maybe ahead. George has dug it up that game is still TBD on time. It's the only one on their schedules that's still TBD. And you could use that LSU game as sort of the secondary one, your second option, should something happen with North Dakota State, South Dakota State in terms of the games they've got this week. It could be the backup option. They've been accused all year long. SEC. This checks the same box they get if they go outside that to the American. It also gives you, in terms of that poll, you know, 1 versus 2.
Yeah.
As you said, it's Megatron versus Optimus Prime here, just on a lower scale to us. To them, though, the place will be buzzing. They've been up there before, I think, too. Somebody was telling me, or at least to one of those places. It gets a little rowdy up in the cold up there. But they've done. It's unfortunate, but all signs point to we've done all this work, and I have all this hope, the audacity of hope for nothing.
Exactly.
To be let down again.
The audacity, and I don't remember exactly how the book ended, but obviously, I think Obama got elected.
Yeah. So when?
That will
maybe,
not be.
Maybe
the
it's us. It's us going on to win the American and representing the Group of Five. That's what it is.
No, I think the winning would have been getting game day in this instance.
Again, you have a lot of focus on game day. We all did, but in the end, it was just one of the goals and not the main goal.
Right.
Mango's got to beat them, John.
Yes.
Mango's got to win the American.
Which we didn't
make the title game.
We didn't really talk about that piece of it, but yeah, that is going to be a tall order.
I don't care if it's on ESPN2. I don't care if it's on Comcast. Got to beat them.
That's right.
And it's going to be a tall order.
Because
Byron Brown is healthy.
Byron Brown is healthy, and they are so good that they can commit 3 turnovers in the first quarter and still put up 63 and win by basically 4 touchdowns.
Picked off a
on
kid,
the road.
Picked off a I know he's a freshman,
yeah.
But that kid hadn't thrown a pick all season long. And so they were able to finally rattle him after early on. They're getting to him. The kid was making some plays. Shout out to him. I mean, early on, my good Lord, this kid's getting it out quickly. The freshman quarterback for North Texas, but it caught up to him, you know, and South Florida's defense made those adjustments, and man, once it got rolling that second half, it was over. And again, you look at them compared to you. And I know while your SP plus numbers are better, significantly better, that's how Florida teams played a heck of a schedule, dude. And gone to Florida, gone to Miami. Like, they are tested. Here's the key. They're still healthy enough. Now, they had some bodies dropping that looked like defensively that I think going into, you know, in a couple weeks, we're going to have to check and see, because they've got, what, FAU coming up, which should be an easy one for them. But it's you know, that it will be. I could see South Florida, and again, they jumped up five spots in the AP poll to 19 because of the way they beat down North Texas. You know, I could see them being a slight favorite even here. Who called it the bank? I like that better.
The bank?
Drew Hill called it the bank. I don't know if he's the first, but I do like it better than the sim.
Yeah.
It has a better ring to it, the bank.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Come to the bank.
Because it's not like sponsored, you know? It's not like, you know, it's just like it's a neutral. Not that, you know, I mean, obviously we prefer our friends at Leaders Credit Union, right? Off the rip. But, yes. You know, this is a sponsor-free, you know, the bank.
I can tell you like it.
You know, some people want to just call it, that's not me. Some people want to call them the Washington Redskins, right? They refuse to call them the Commanders. I'm kind of there with the Liberty Bowl. I got to be honest. I'm kind of there with them. I just want to call it the Liberty Bowl. It's not offensive, unlike the Washington.
Liberty Bowl is the game, though.
I know, but it used to be the stadium, though.
Yeah.
Liberty, what they call it? Memorial Stadium. Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium, right? It would just be, you know. So would anybody have a problem with that? I'm sure the Simmons Bank people would have a problem with that, but I would remind them that they pay Memphis, not me. If they want to pay me to call it the Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium,
yeah,
we can certainly have those discussions.
Well, focus on, you know, South Florida, Memphis, not you and Simmons Bank.
Yeah, yeah.
And your issues with them.
Yeah, no, look, I think, you know, I don't know how much of our text messages are fair game or not anymore. I mean, sometimes I tell you these things in confidence.
You're a warrior early.
And I got to say that, you know, I wanted South Florida to win, but I did not want them to look that damn good doing it. And it worries me. It just worries me for Memphis.
First, you were worried about they weren't the team. We're not going to get a chance. And then now at the end, you're worried they're too good. You go from one extreme to the other.
I am a little worried that they're too good. Well, I don't want to say too good, but I think there is some chance they'll be favored.
Well, what we all have to be concerned about, and no one should count them out. I know Tulane hasn't necessarily impressed anybody with the way they've played in the American. But that team, again, with its schedule, with what it's got left, only having to face you essentially has a real edge in terms of the rest of the American schedule and representing one half of the American Athletic Conference title game. I can't remember what I can call the conference and what I can't call the conference anymore. Again,
right.
Pernetti.
Again.
We blame him for that as well. That said, so this could be the playoff for the other spot. And you have to include Navy. North Texas, okay, good. They took the loss. You know, they previously undefeated. You had to factor them at one point. I think we can set them back. But I'm looking at you got two teams for one spot. Unless Tulane just completely drops the ball. They look like they might be capable of that, but I'm not banking on it. And so this could very well come down to being a playoff game. Would have loved for it to be on game day. We've moved past that. Now it's about winning the game.
Exactly.
Because you might have to make the American title game.
I mean, yeah. And if you do win it, obviously, you know, it means if you win that game on October 25th, it means, like, buddy, you know, you're a massive favorite now.
Yeah,
to go to the playoff,
you could still lose to Tulane, still lose to Navy.
You could
and blow it.
But you have a little bit of built in.
I mean,
because South Florida beat North Texas, and you would have the head to head over South Florida.
Huge.
So I mean, you have a little bit of like you could lose to Tulane. I wouldn't recommend it, but you could lose to Tulane, and there's a scenario where you know you can still. I don't remember all what the tiebreakers all are.
I want you to take me back to where we started. Will South Florida be a slight favorite based on what you saw the road?
I think they will be
They're 19.
I think they will be a favorite, but I could be not like a.
I mean, they're now ranked above Memphis in the AP poll, so this is not coming.
I don't think they will be I don't think they will be like a 2.5 point favorite or anything like that. I mean,
yeah,
I think
1.5.
Yeah, I think it could be something like that. Like, let's just go. Like, I mean, I could probably tell you right now. Let's go to Massey ratings, right? Like, because this stuff isn't going to be too far off. Let's see where Memphis is. Memphis is 24th, and where is South Florida? South Florida is 20th. So there you go. So, I think this game's going to be a pick, or South Florida -1. But Memphis's home field advantage is very real, right? Like they don't lose games in the bank, and so I think that will be priced in. So maybe you know you would say there's a, you know, I don't have the raw numbers here, but you know if you say there's a 4-spot difference between Memphis and South Florida, which I think is basically trivial, they jumped 18 spots at Massey with that win over North Texas. I mean, that's how big that was. there's a 4-spot difference, you know, maybe South Florida would be like -2.5 on a neutral, you know, under a field goal, and then adjusting. I mean, Memphis could be -1, but it's going to be a pick'em either way. It's not going to be anything like Memphis minus, like what we're anywhere close to seeing right now, Memphis -21, minus, you know, even they were 4.5 against Troy on the road. I don't think you're going to see that.
Memphis is 24 at SP Plus overall. South Florida's 47. Like that difference there has thrown me off all year long.
Yeah,
because I've watched that South Florida team. You all have watched that South Florida team now. If you watched on Friday night and you've seen it, and I saw it against Florida. Again, that Florida team that's got a great defense. Byron Brown's real. He's like the Cam Newton of the American.
Yep.
I mean, this dude, you know, on the ground or whatever else, and that was the thing. Can he get to this game healthy with the way that he runs the ball? Sort of been the same story for Brendan Lewis. Could you get him there healthy? With his legs, what he's brought to the table, he's led you in rushing in some of these games. Could you get him healthy to it? Can you run this ball the way you have on South Florida is going to be the question. That South Florida defense is a lot better than 66th,
it is.
Which it is at SP Plus.
It is.
You can, again, it's more of an eye test thing here, the SP Plus being the measure of efficiency. You know, Memphis, again, on the, you know, the numbers tell you they're a better team. My eyeballs tell me that South Florida could very well be better.
Right, right. I mean, I think that's
and so does the, I mean, clearly the AP thinks.
And what I worry about mostly with them is just like, I think Memphis' defense is like vastly improved from last year, but it's the way that South Florida plays. It's like it almost doesn't, you're gonna be on your heels all night.
Track meet.
Yes.
With the way they run those plays.
It's like it almost neutralizes your talent. It's like,
it felt like the whole country's watching that second half. Goalish and the adjustments that they made and them steamroll him and
yes.
And he just shot back to the top in terms
yes.
of hot coaching candidates again yes. with how they took them apart both
that's
sides.
Right. South Florida is number 2 in the country in tempo and mm-hmm. like seconds per play.
Yeah.
Number 1 is Florida Atlantic. But here's the difference. Florida Atlantic has no talent. It's one thing to be fast and have no talent. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, he gets that from Heupel.
When you have
that's where he's been with.
That's exactly right. And Tennessee is number 3.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's who that is.
They play so freaking fast.
Yeah, was with them down at UCF too.
Again, it almost neutralizes your advantage because you can't substitute, you can't get set. You know, you're constantly on your heels, and so I just worry. Like I think Memphis has absolutely been so much better defensively than they were a year ago. But again, does that style 49th
the best ever right. under Ryan Silverfield?
Does that style of play minimize that? You know, that improvement. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, I think North Texas came in thinking it had improved its defense from a year ago, and they made them folks look like, I mean, they, I guess in the first quarter, they first turnovers, but after that, it was just like nonstop. It was
well, I know this is going to sound cliche and just football talk 101, but it's so true. As good as Memphis's run game has been, it's going to take you showing South Florida that Cortez Braham or some of these other wide receivers can be a factor for you. Talking about make South Florida play honestly defensively, because believe me, they're going to be able to stack the box and at least be able to stack you up in a way that doesn't look like what it's looked like the rest of the season for you going over 200 yards rushing on everybody. They'll focus it on that if that's all you're going to show them. Hopefully, like we've talked about, this passing game has evolved.
Yep.
And Brendan Lewis coming off of a 3-touchdown game, you've had the bye week, you've got Cortez Braham as a dude, when you're catching out there one-handed like he's doing, I mean, he's a stud.
Yes, he is.
Number one for them. Then you have the familiarity, but you've had these other receivers step up and emerge, and you're going to need it in that game. Brendan Lewis is going to have to make some throws. The great thing is he's got the experience.
Yep.
You know, the freshman quarterback for North Tech, they ended up rattling him. Hopefully for Brendan Lewis, it won't be the case.
Yep, absolutely right. Yeah, so
monster game,
crazy weekend in college football, and yes, that's gonna be
got to take
one.
Care of business. Yeah, hope we're not looking. You and I are looking way down, you know, feels way down the road looking ahead of this week's game. But South Florida's got FAU. You've got UAB,
now,
who just lost to FAU.
Well, I no longer care about South Florida. They could lose that game for all I care because you're not getting game day. So who cares?
True.
I mean, I'd rather them
fair point.
Get
fair
out
point.
Of the.
No, that's
take,
a fair point. That was the only reason we were
out of the,
for.
You know, discussion.
Yeah, like North Texas took a loss.
Yeah.
You beat them. Now we want South Florida to take a loss.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
So good anyway, Jeff Goodman spoke with Penny Hardaway on the. On the Field of 68 Media Day broadcast on the American. It was kind of funny. Get into that and more. Jason and John on Turn FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.